listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome back. It's Tommy Torres. It's Confirmed. Today is Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Glad you can tune in today to a wonderful show. Got a lot of requests for Cousin, I believe you remember, Cousin, the gentleman that was around during the Tiana Parks turn-in. So we're going to go back down memory lane with this particular topic because I had several requests and I didn't want to shut anybody down or count them out. But I had several requests to bring Cousin back on because they were still unclear about certain things that Cousin said. They felt like a lot of questions went unanswered. So I wanted Cousin to come back on today to just clear up some things that people had still up in the air questions about. And just to see if he knows, if he does, fine. If he doesn't, then that's still okay. But just to clear up some things. And I just wanted to bring to your attention, I mentioned about, this was on last week's show, the lady that I met when I had Pinocchio ears at this funeral that I went to in Philadelphia. I met this lady that has this agency that, you know, deals with kids that get lost or stolen or missing. She has a group of other people that join her in finding these children, you know, and she basically was spilling some tea, and I say spilling some tea, giving me beans to eat and the whole kit and caboodle, which was quite interesting, I tell you. And I was just brainstorming back on, you know, if I should let this particular lady come on the show. Because it's one thing about me, you know, you'll never see me dancing and smoking marijuana on my Instagram and drinking because it's my birthday and turning up. That will never happen. You'll never see that. I saw that on a particular person. Someone sent me a little link of a podcast of someone who has a lot of followers and felt like it was disgusting. You know, they were like, it's gross. So I have standards, you know, to my listeners that come on LA Talk Radio and listen and adhere to a lot of the information I give them, because everything we talk about here is confirmed first. And this lady that I'll call her my newfound friend, she shared some things with me because I wanted to know prior to letting her come on the show that I have standards. And I was a little disturbed by our previous conversation after the funeral, because, you know, I told her about the show and I told her I'd like her to come on, you know, because I can't put words into anybody's mouth. And to me, it would be very malicious to do so because her friend, not mine, her friend of 30 years, Beetle, you know, she had a lot of bad things about this woman because she appears to know her past life. And, you know, in my eyes, everyone has a past and everyone can change. Anybody can change who they were in their past life. And that should not be, you know, held against you as who you are today. That's how I feel. But you have those people that nitpick and they stereotype, and you'll find the little ants out there that's looking for the crumbs that will little thing or go on someone's page and try to discredit them with, you know, French fries and lies. That's what I'll call it, because that's what another, I don't know if to call her a lady or a little girl, but that's what I was, you know, told by a little girl. We'll say that. So it disturbs me when people want to come on and they want to bash someone. And more importantly, this is an ongoing case, by the way, the King Hill case. It's ongoing. And I would never want anyone to come on and bash the parents of the 2-year-old / 3-year-old King Hill. I would never want that to happen, not ever. Because I look at it as me being a parent, and parents, as sometimes they fall short, you know, instead of condemning that person, maybe see how you can help that person. And then if you can't help them, then you back away and you say, help, I can't help you. And that'll be that. And I'm done. I'm done here, basically. So those are the things that were a little disturbing to me, you know, how she wanted to come on the show. And, you know, it was all in good nature in the beginning. And then I'm finding out that this good natured, my newfound friend, was not so good natured after I had another conversation with her to find out exactly what she would be introducing to millions of listeners. Not millions that follow me on Instagram, because Instagram is my private page. Millions that follow LA Talk Radio. Millions that have open ears. And some people have closed minds, by the way. And they'll have, you know, judgments to say about this woman that they don't even know. You know, it will be shameful. And that's something I want to participate in. Okay. My own personal status of interaction with CASA, as I mentioned, I shared my personal experience with that agency. I've had others that can share their personal experiences with DHS and CUA. You know, I have people that have had direct interaction with this broken system, you know, broken system to separate families. And I didn't want this woman to come on and throw dirt at someone that she's known for 30 years, by the way, you know. So there may be some animosity there between them that I don't know about, but it appeared to be, it was a lot coming out of the woodwork for me to share with, you know, my audience. And I never want to damage my credibility, not knowing all the facts that surround maybe the animosity this lady may have towards Beetle, as that's the name I was given, Beetle. So I don't know if, you know, they have a gripe from 30 years ago that has never been settled, because things like this happen. You know, you don't even know, you know, someone could be mad at you and you don't even know like what their problem is. All you know is every time you see this person, they have an attitude and you're like, why is this person angry at me? What did I do? It could be that you dropped some bubble gum in the front of their house and didn't pick it up, and they caught it on camera, and now they're upset about it 10 years later. Hey, okay, I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. I'm mad because of that bubble gum that you just spat out of your mouth, and it hit the front of my step, and I stepped on it, and I brought it in my house. It's all types of reasons today for people to gripe about miscellaneous things that go on. It could have been a boyfriend situation for all I know. You know, back 30 years ago, we're talking 30 years ago. Okay. We don't know what happened 30 years ago between these two women. I don't know. I'm only basing it off of the built up anger that my newfound friend has with Beetle, which was very like hard for me to swallow, because I was like, this stuff, you're like, you're airing out a dirty laundry and I cannot be a part of that. You know, she had a lot more to say. And then she had, strangely, a member that said that she was a family member of King Hill's, wanted to come on the show. And I'm like, okay, well, you have to be more explanatory on why this particular family member wants to come on the show. And I don't know if a direct family member, mind you, I'm a host. I only get the message. So don't kill the messenger on this. But this woman, after I spoke with her, claims to be a family member of King Hill. And she said that, I'm not going to mention her first name, but she said that her name was, the last name was Lewis. And I said, well, if you're related, shouldn't you have like King Hill's name or something? And she's like, no, she starts explaining how she's related. And I'm like, okay. So I wanted to find out what her gripe was about. And her gripe was she participated in the GoFundMe, according to her. And I will not let her come on LA Talk Radio because she had a lot of derogatory things to say and she wanted to blow wind about things within the family. And I told her that could not be allowed. I'm a person with standards and I wouldn't like my alleged family member. And I don't remember, guys, I don't know if she's family or not. I just know the name she gave me and I know what she said her gripe was. And her gripe was the GoFundMe money was misappropriated on rent and personal items and it was wasted. It was not used for a funeral. And I told her, basically, you would have to take that up with GoFundMe. And I directed her to go to their complaints page and complain about it there because I couldn't allow her to come on the show and, you know, name people that actually donated money and these people should be trying to get their money back. I think that would be a little too messy. You know, it's because I can't confirm that these people actually gave donations, you know, so I don't know anything about the GoFundMe. And to my knowledge, Miss Lewis is listening on to the show today. She did text me and ask me for the link so she could listen in. So I want her to know that I can't participate in bashing, even when it comes to GoFundMe, because that's out of my arena. So whatever the money was used for, and if you know specifically all the details, that's something you have to take up with GoFundMe because they funded it. They passed off the money. That's a whole different story from Tommy Torres is confirmed, because I can't confirm anything to that effect. So I wanted to make that crystal clear so people can know where I stand on my show with, you know, certain things that would want to take place here that can't take place. You know, I have a different standard when it comes to LA Talk Radio. I have millions of listeners that listen in that are excited to hear the show. And I believe that these two women, not saying that they're bad people, I just believe that their gripe is not for this show. So I just wanted to make that crystal clear so everyone can know, you know, this is where I stand. And now going back to King Hill and persons that wanted to find out more details from Cousin and find out, you know, some of the things that he brought forth. There's so much to this because I wanted to play a clipping, but I couldn't do it in time today, but I will play the clip next week. It's a very strong clip and I think it needs to be heard, from the family member who is, I believe, the aunt, Syreeta Hicks, that she posted on YouTube. You know, you guys could actually log in. I'm not sure if it will be the same link, but I do believe that you need to listen to this particular link and hopefully some things can be clear. You know, at one point people were thinking that Cousin, who helped Tiana turn herself in or went with her to turn herself in, they thought that, you know, he have had some inside knowledge. Okay, what did she do with King Hill? Cousin is on the line now. So let's get Cousin on and let's hear what he has to say. Hey there, Cousin. How are you today?
Yeah. How you doing, Tamiko?
Fine. I I'm glad you called in. I was expecting you to call in, but I wanted to ask you a few questions. I wanted to go back down memory lane with you because I have people that wanted clarity on things that you had said before in regards to King Hill and things that transpired. So just to add some clarity, you know, and if it's something you don't remember, you could just tell me, look, I don't remember, and we'll just move on to the next segment of questioning on this topic. You said in the beginning that you spoke to Tiana after, I can't mention the name, after babysitter dad actually contacted you and wanted, you know, you to give this young lady a call because she knew you from a certain place, which we won't mention. She knew you. And when you called her, you got through to her. And basically, what happened when you got through to her?
When I had got through to her, I guess I was told to call her because she wasn't picking up the baby's dad's phone. So he asked me, can I call? She don't know my number. Well, she picked up, but she actually had my number from place that we all be at. But because my name is Cousin, I had a, because she picked the phone up, I thought she, the way she said it, I think she thought I was her cousin and not the guy cousin. So she picked it up. I wound up talking to her. And when I started explaining to her that the dad said that King never showed up, and she was like, what you talking about? I dropped him off. And I was like, no, they said you. She was like, come on. But she was acting like it wasn't about nothing, like we was playing games, like Willie wasn't trying to hear it, like we just talking crap. But then I was like, no, listen to me. They said he never showed up and you never returned him. The cops is involved now. They want to talk to you. You not got to clear your name up. And this is what I was telling her. Then she got a little serious. It got a little hysterical. And she felt as though that it was serious now. And then whoever was in her background was saying something to her that they couldn't help make it with her and come with her. She was asking somebody to come with her. And that's when I was like, well, me and my son, because she know me and my son. And I was like, well, we'll meet you down there, not in front of there, somewhere near it, and we'll walk you over so you won't feel so tense about what's going on and everybody all upset. I mean, I'm going to make sure you be all right.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you remember the part of you sitting on the steps at the police district and Tiana sitting next to you? And you saying, no, well, she said to you, well, she kind of did like a movement on your leg, not mentioning the mother's name, but she kind of did a movement on the leg of yours to identify the mother to you.
To stand outside the precinct, right?
Yeah, you were outside the precinct that day, and yeah, Tiana was there.
We standing outside the precinct.
The mother shows up. And the mother, does Tiana say to you, hey, I know her, or wait a minute, that's not her. I gave the baby to the wrong person. What did she say?
No, she was staring at, I watched the girl walk up and I was like, damn, is this her? I couldn't really tell if it was her, so I started seeing the tattoos on her face. When she got up, before she could even get close to me, Miss Parks was like, that's her. That's who I dropped the baby off with. And she looked Tiana up and down like whatever. She wasn't hysterical or nothing. She just went in there, walked past everybody like she had an attitude. But that was her. That's what she said. She said, that's her. I didn't say nothing. I couldn't even tell who she was before she did. And I would have thought I would have recognized her.
Okay, well, I remember you saying on the show before that you went there to pick up King with babysitter dad. And mm-hmm. You remember, you know, Space Lunch was in the car, and you remember him being like thrown in the back seat, like he'd been in a fight, you know, shirt on,
right.
Like he was, you know, fighting a bulldog. So you didn't recognize the mother from that incident?
Yeah, because I went past the house a couple times, and she stuck King in the car. She came up there, and she got distinctive tattoos on her face. She kind of distinctive looking, so it ain't like she looked like somebody you know. And then with these weird tattoos on her face, you know, I never even seen it done that way. So, yeah, it's very identifiable.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because people want to know. Do you feel like Tiana would have done something to hurt this kid, or do you believe Tiana actually dropped him off?
I believe she dropped him off, like she said. I believed it when she said it. I just know that, you know, because of the little boy involved, everything got real chaos. But I never stopped believing it. I mean, I'm a good judge of character. I ain't seen this girl doing nothing. And people could say, oh, you ain't no cop. I know cops that ain't sharp, so that don't mean nothing. So all I can say is that I believed it from the beginning, and she kept saying the same thing to me. She ain't say nothing no different from the time she talked to me when the dad asked me to call, to the time that I was outside talking to her outside the precinct. She said nothing different.
So, you know, also I had some questions that was addressed to me to ask cousin if he knew Tiana's demeanor when she got to the police district. Was she anxious to like help find King, or was she, you know,
Yeah, she was on it. She was on it. But to me, she looked confused. And now that I know the story today, she looked like somebody was setting up or playing a game. She couldn't understand it.
Well,
that's the way she looked
question.
At me. Like, why would I be going through this? Like, it was like flabbergasting. She was like, you know, but she was on point. She wanted to look. She wanted to help. She wanted to give up the information. She ain't had no problem. She came right down. And I'm just little old me. She came down still. She could have said hell no, made us hold up, or anything.
So let me ask you a question. Do you remember the game hide and go seek when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Have you ever played hide and go seek?
I played all of them.
Okay.
Get the girl, get the girls, all that stuff.
What do you remember about hide and go seek? What's significant about hide and go seek?
You hide and you got to find a person. I guess that's what you mean.
So do you think this could be hide and go seek? Maybe on Tiana's end?
This is on Tiana. You mean Tiana hide and go seeking?
I mean, I'm just asking. Do you think she could be playing hide and go seek?
No. Nobody want to play with nobody, kid, man. And black folks ain't got no time for people, kids like that. She don't look like the type that just needs somebody, damn kid. Even though she ain't had none. Black people don't take kids to get kids half the time. That's some real movie shit. Some once in a lifetime shit. She ain't need to do all that. I think she was set up by somebody. I think. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I always said at the beginning, this was a spiteful type of girl that would what's the word I'm looking for with a V?
Vindictive?
Well, anyway, huh?
Vindictive? Is that the V word?
Vindictive. There you go. I say it all the time. I said it at the beginning because the way I met this woman, she had a bad attitude. Nasty, ignorant, don't give a shit. You know what I'm talking about? I met the young girl. She was on point, trying to get a career together, a little yoga instructor, doing a thing full of smiles. This other one never smiled. If you ask me, she probably thought she looked better than T. And T had a lot of confidence. I ain't see this girl doing nothing. I still don't see it, man. I wish her luck. I don't see her doing nothing. I think it was the mother. That's what I think.
So, you know, there's people that have their own opinions about where they think
you say who
could be. If there's people out here that have their own opinions, and they basically wanted you to clear the air because you were the first person that Tiana had interaction with throughout this whole ordeal,
right.
And
right.
She had a sense of comfort when she spoke with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if Tiana was in front of you right now today, what would you say to her?
I say, damn, girl, I told you when you was going to go, I told you to hold strong, tell everything you know. I hope you did it, man. I feel bad for you. I'm sorry you had to go through that. I knew you was telling the truth from the beginning. I hope that ain't fuck your life up because you was on the ball. You was on your career path. You compared to your internet setup of life on what you want to be was inspiring. And this other woman, the mother over here on Pornhub, like it's two different fucking people. So.
Right. You know, there
Pornhub boldly. You know what I mean? Like she don't have any care in the world.
There were rumors that Tiana was a stripper. Do you know anything about that?
Hell no. She was too small to make me believe that. I believe the mother was a stripper or a hooker or something. Not her.
Let me ask you this.
Not her. I never heard that.
Let me ask you. How did you feel about, did you see her aunt, I believe it's an aunt or a cousin, not sure, but the redhead, Do you remember her doing this YouTube skit of how Tiana's being falsely accused of, you know, murdering this baby?
Yeah, I don't have none of that. I don't have no Instagrams and all that stuff, but I think I've seen it on somebody's phone back then. It wasn't my phone, because I never had none of that stuff. So, but I want to say I've seen her. I've seen her a couple times. I want to see her ranting about something. She was in a bathing suit, you know. But listen, I was around Redhead and her folks, and even when they was talking, I believed them. They didn't look like they was up to no suspect. That baby mom, she obviously didn't like these chicks, so she don't know. I don't know. Maybe Redhead said something crazy, like why she ain't got her baby and why she do it like this and do it like that. Might have ticked, you know, women. That shit sensitive to women. You know, another woman telling another woman, even though you know you ain't worth a shit. But, you know, they get a little moody about that. So I don't know. But, you know, whatever how it went, made it bad for that girl, and that girl ain't did nothing to nobody, man. That boy alive. That's why I live my life better. I live my life better, man, because that ain't what's on my mind. I know that boy is alive. So
Let me ask you, if you had to turn back the hands of time when Tiana was caring for King, and you know, you pretty much know her to some capacity, would you say, by looking at her, I think she could be possibly a man?
You think what?
Do you think, looking at her, would you describe her as a man? Like, that's a man. Like, stay away.
Oh, I seen that crap, man. I watched this girl work out and stretch out heavyweight boxers and my son and all that. That's just saying, they twist their lips up. That's just saying that you saying they was getting worked out by a man. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. She's not no man. She's just a thin, confident, little girl, young girl, maybe flat-chested. I know a whole bunch of flat-chested, but that's all woman. And I ain't even going to say how I know, because ain't none of my business. But I know for a fact somebody in there was a little intimate, one of the little boxers. You know what I'm talking about? He ain't messing with no man. That was the people's attitude. Because I believe they just was ranting because she was playing, you know, she ain't light-skinned and long-haired and shit. So I guess, you know, we're going to say, oh, she, and then she, when they seen, I seen the mugshot, that must have been the horriblest I ever seen. So they went there. You know, that's what the internet do. That shit, they said Britney Spears was a man at one time or some shit on the internet. Like, people say whatever. People say you gay and you ain't even gay. I ain't listened to Neo for years because they said he was gay. And when I found out he wasn't gay, I ain't had his album. That's the internet for you. You know, can't listen to it. Right. I won't do that again.
So, you know. So how do you feel today with knowing, you know, like you said, you know some things. Do you, because I know at one point you were even out looking for King.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and my son was hurt. Knowing, how do you feel today?
That boy rode in my car.
How do you feel today knowing some of the things that you know that actually put your mind at ease? Like, what are your feelings now?
I still got King pizza on my refrigerator. I look at that and weird him. I'd be like, I know the boy alive and this girl playing games and she assumed she had five baby fathers, this Maury talk show type of female that obviously, you know, coming out, she don't know who her baby dad is. She must have slept with 7, 18 motherfuckers in 2 weeks, because that's the only way I can see that you're confused about daddies. So I don't know.
Are you at ease knowing that King could be sick about King? And what would you do if you found out that, listen, hey, we found a body? Like, what would your response be to it at that point?
Oh, shit. I'd be fucked up. I don't believe that, but I'd be fucked up. I'd be fucked up because I'm living my life like they hide and playing games. See, I believe that baby mom went too goddamn far with her vindictive shenanigans, and she dug herself in a hole that people responded to too quick, and she got herself wrapped up in some shit, and now she tried to continue to lie. She had to make the lie go on. A lot of shit just getting worse and worse and worse. Even when she was on Steve Wilco, I watched that shit on my DVR, rewinded it and all that. Man, that baby mind playing some games.
So playing I remember some real games. Said, Kiana said that she was actually taking, now this is a question that had came in. Tiana had actually told you, and you mentioned it before on the show, that she actually was in communication with King's mom. Do you?
Yeah. And when she said that, I was shocked. I was like, oh, all right. She was like, yeah. But, you know, when she said that, it's like her and the girl must have had an agreement to say nothing to the dad. And she called herself, it looked like, trying to keep the damn secret. But yet, it's people complaining. Her aunt and them complaining probably on some note like, why you still got that boy? And when you seen her mom, then why the fuck she ain't take her son? And then she in between the dad, hey, where my boy at? And she don't want to tell him that I be over there because I got a friend over there. Just coincidentally, we wind up linking, but she told me don't say nothing. And then now I ain't saying nothing. And now here I am in some bullshit. That's how I look at it this day, my opinion.
Well, one
still, I think that boy alive. You have to show me a body. Show me the body.
Otherwise,
I got people getting locked up soon. Huh?
One of the messages that I had received was they wanted to know if Tiana took King to see his mom, why would she not tell you that?
Well, like prior the conversation about the mom didn't get that deep for me yet. You see, we was talking between that moments on the phone and in the precinct. Now, she told me she linked up with the mom. That she told me where she dropped him off at. She broke all that down. I could break that down. But if she had previous, what I found out afterwards, that she was having previous visits with the son after that. She just probably didn't just get to that. She didn't get to that to me. She didn't get to that part. She was just trying to get to the part why this boy is missing. Now, hanging out with a friend that we found out later that lived right there coincidentally, you know, and all this other type stuff like that came out later. I ain't see the girl after that. She went in and never came back out.
Well, do you know if we're, you know, because Tiana had told you she dropped him off on 31st and Diamond, 33rd and Diamond.
Right.
Do you know exactly where she could have dropped him off at?
Well, the way she described it, I had the area. I know the area. What she described to me sounds so right, but yet, if, like I said, if you're not from certain parts of the city, like I can go to Southwest. I don't care to know the names of the street. I know shit by landmarks. I go out there all the time. I know how to get to Bartram Village, but I don't know the street names that get me over there to Bartram Village. You know what I'm saying? I can't just name them, Jones. I might get lost. I might ride around there and be like, oh, shit, I went the wrong way. I got to go around the block. So when you live and you in parts of another city in this city, and you don't really hang in North, but you from West, or you really don't hang in West because you from North, or better yet, you from down K&A some damn where, and you out Darby or something. Like, you don't know. Unless you just a city pop and hopper, it's streets that I lived on and blocks behind me. I never even been on them streets. I'd be like, I never drove down there. And I've been living around here 5-6 years, never drove down that block. So I guess, you know, she lived off. She seemed to look like she knew where she was at, but I guess when she was lost, she was looking for the mom. And like she was looking for a boyfriend, I guess when the little boyfriend she was going on there to see, I heard about, you know how to get there. Now she's trying to find the mom. The mom is not in the house. First of all, they on the street somewhere telling her to meet her. And this is how she explained it to me. So it ain't like she's saying, come to my address, like you know how to put in your phone and shit. Now he was telling her to meet her here. And then all of a sudden, when she get there, they done pulled off and went somewhere else. They up two blocks more around the corner. Some dumb shit like that she was explaining. Then she say when she get there, when she get there, she points Cody out. And she said, this is the one that walked up to the car to get King. Now, between a few cars, they sitting somewhere with a few cars between them. She pulls over, boom, he comes up to give him. The mom is down there, she said, at the car. Brother coming, the uncle coming to get him. He runs down to his mom. He runs by himself away from the uncle to his mom, she said. Obviously, he knew that woman. That was his mama. That was the brother. She pointed them both out. She pointed him out when he got there, and she pointed the mom out. And this is somebody that we didn't even know who knew who. She pointed them both out.
Let me ask you.
Now, rather
she
slapped this boy five and not all the time, then, you know, she knew who he was.
Have you ever heard of a group called the Brothers of Strawberry Mansion?
That's some new millennium shit. Probably some young bullshit.
You know, this is a group that actually put together a search party that went out and looked for King. And they were trying
I thought you meant like a little gang group. This sounds like a positive group.
Yeah, this is a group that went out and formed a search. And I got a message.
This ain't no, I thought you were talking about some little hoodlums or some shit, made up a name.
I got a message from someone that said this gentleman, who's the president of this group, actually did a search and actually spoke to one of Tiana's, one of Tiana's relatives and wanted to know, like, hey, we've been searching 33rd and Diamond and we can't seem to find, like, nothing, no clues. He asked, are you absolutely sure this was the drop-off point? And he receives back a text message with a picture and said, this is the exact location. Now, I'm going to ask you this street name, and you can say, yes, you know it, or no, you don't know it. Fontaine Street?
Yeah, it's around there somewhere.
Okay, so...
That's in that same area. I can't point it out on the phone, but I know it's right there around that area. Fontaine must come in somewhere around 32nd and Burks area, somewhere around there. It's somewhere around there.
Would this be like off the beaten path from where Tiana said she dropped King off at?
No, because if she said, she probably didn't get the block, but if she's riding around, and like I say, with the radius that she was riding at, it's all in that same vicinity square, rectangle, square, whatever you want to call it. Because if she was to say another block too far over or too far that way, I would have been like, oh, that girl all out of the place.
So you're saying Fontaine would be in that 33rd?
Will be in that roundabout vicinity if you wanted to keep riding around some blocks, because, you know, the block's a little weird. You go down this way, you got to get back to that block over there. It might not be the next block to go down. It might be two blocks you got to go down to come back around. You know what I'm saying? Instead of one block. So if she went two blocks down to come around to come back up, that's the kind of stuff you got to do in that corner.
Well, let me ask you this question, because you seem very intelligent and know the blocks very well. If I told you to meet me at 33rd and Diamond, would you assume that I was in that Fontaine Street neighborhood?
At 33rd and Diamond? Well, that just sounds like a convenient place to meet out in the open. Fontaine kind of closed in.
If I was there and I said, hey, cousin, I'm on Fontaine Street, would you think in your mind, oh, that's by 33rd and Diamond? Okay, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, that's how you would look at that, because that's the closest main strip of a everybody know. 33rd and Diamond is something everybody know. That's the playground, the pool area, the corner of the park. That's a major corner of a park. So, because if you go up the street, people don't even know King's Water Ice, where that's at. They'll go to 33rd and Diamond and say, it's not too far from 33rd and Diamond, when that shit is at 33rd and Burks.
Okay,
so
how
I'm
do
in
you feel,
Oxford. So.
How do you feel knowing that Tiana Parks' cousin corrects this gentleman who's doing the search and said, no, not 33rd and Diamond. Here's the exact location that he was dropped off. Do you think, why would she know the exact location? What do you think about that?
Who knew it? Redhead?
No, I mean, I don't know who knew it exactly, but a family member knew it, and they sent the gentleman a clear picture of the street, like this is the exactly where he was dropped off at.
Maybe
How do
somebody
you
had
feel
her
knowing?
maybe
How do you
somebody
feel
had her
knowing?
location.
How do you feel knowing that a family member would screenshot a particular building with the street sign and say, no, because he's on 33rd and Diamond. We scrapped through the park. We're 33rd and Diamond. We're 31st and Diamond. We can't find anything. Are you sure this is the location? And she screenshots the street name and a picture of a building and says, no, this is the location. How do you feel
Well,
knowing that?
how would they have got that? Doing like my family be tracking me. I don't know how to do it, but they do it to me all the time. So maybe she ain't track herself. Maybe somebody actually knew where she at. And they after, because after she got locked up, I guess she wasn't looking at all that. Maybe somebody went back and got her location, like on my phone, like where the hell she was at, and maybe knew it like that. I don't know.
But
I
isn't it a
don't
little
know.
weird for a family member to reach out to the guy and say, no, you're looking in the wrong place, sir. This is the exact location of the drop-off. Isn't that a little strange?
Yeah, I
For
mean,
a family member
I don't know how
to
nobody, I don't know how nobody got that. I still can't. I mean, I don't know. What it, I mean, what if
I
she
mean,
talked to them in the
it's
prison and said,
weird
yo, this is
because
where I was at? What if she thought about it? I don't know.
I've never heard the police nor any out media outlets mention that particular street throughout this whole
Man, the media
investigation.
outlet didn't mention a lot of things and had shit wrong, so I don't know.
I mean, but
They
we're
did a
talking
lot. The
about
media did a lot wrong, honestly,
we're
Miss
talking about
D'Amico. So
a
I don't know.
missing 2, 3-year-old, and you don't have the correct street address. The
They
street
ain't even have his correct
location.
name, if I'm understanding this right. So
Well,
I don't know. Bunch of
that
hot
is correct.
ass mess.
So
At
you
least I'm
wouldn't
confident
think.
that boy, that I feel like he alive, man. Then
Well,
you don't even hear no smack from them too much no more. I don't be hearing nothing on the internet waves no more, so I don't know. They waiting for you. Let him calm down so they can bring him back.
do you feel like they might leave him on a street corner?
Nah, they ain't
If
gonna leave him on the
he
street
is
corner. They just
alive,
trying
you
to
feel
bring
like.
him back. If they don't bring him back, because for what I'm understanding, like I say, it's been almost a year. I've been learning all kind of stuff. This girl been in trouble with him. She went pulled that hair. She's a horrible fucking mother. All kind of shit. That shit led into. She set that shit up like an alley-oop for my B and B. She did that on purpose. She was trying to find her way out of something. She was trying to start some bullshit. That shit went out of hand, out of control, too fast for her. That she ain't had nothing together. So she made a move, sent them with a real dad, a fake dad. At this point, I don't know who the hell got him, but ain't nobody hurt him. Ain't nobody hurt him. Nah.
Well, we're all still praying
Nah,
for a
you ain't
safe
hurt nobody
return.
that cute. I refuse to believe that shit. I really refuse to believe that now. There's no way, no
Well,
reason, and there's no way. It was no reason for it, there's no way. And that girl didn't do it. So if anybody had to do it, it was blamed on Tiana. Not the mother. I ain't even got the mother killing him. I got her being stupid, doing some stupid shit, letting this go too far. And like I say, what damage is she really gonna get in? If the boy pop back up, she gonna claim she retarded, which she is. You got to be retarded sucking dick with clear face on Pornhub. She's gonna claim crazy, and she gonna get out of that shit. That's what's gonna happen. Whenever she's ready to bring him back, she gonna claim psychological shit, and she probably in the system for the shit. So it's gonna pay out for her. That's how she gonna get out of that life.
Well,
Got her
cousin,
doing it.
I'd like to thank you for coming on today. And
All right.
we look forward to you coming back in the near future once there's more details and this case moves on along the way.
I hope so, man. You find out something, come on, man. Email me up. Let me know you want me back on again. And let me know the update with King. I'd love to know. running around here with his picture on my refrigerator and cane t-shirts. I'm glad we never put nothing on the t-shirts and the pictures as though he was resting in peace. Woo! I wouldn't want to look at that shit. I had to throw the t-shirt away.
Oh, wow.
So,
thank you for coming on
today.
Huh? Thank you for coming on today. And we'll be talking to you in the near future.
All right. No problem. Take care. Enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home. Fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors. No home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is. No repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuys Philly.
Hey there, I'm back. I'm glad my callers. I just got a few text messages in. They want to thank Cousin for coming on and, you know, speaking his piece and answering some of the questions that were asked of me. I didn't expect it to go into, as I said, you know, specifics concerning the parties, but more of the questions people had regarding King Hill, also known as King Meréndez. Hopefully there will be some closure to this particular case, but as for now, the case is still open. It's just a really sad, you know, story, but at the end, hopefully there can be, you know, some reunification with him if he is not deceased, because that is still alleged until, you know, as Tiana Park says, the truth will unveil itself. And that clipping from her family member, I look forward to playing next week with her pleading, you know, I mean, really pleading for his safe return, and she knows that her family had no wrongdoing in this. Maybe the wrongdoing was, you know, her, meaning Tiana, reaching out for additional funds, and maybe she needed, you know, the family member to sign off on documents so she could be able to get paid more money for keeping this baby. You know, she's had him for a long time, so she felt as though she needed more money to move forward with doing so. I'm not saying that babysitter dad didn't compensate her, but it's not compensation, you know, as far as what the government will give you, you know, the third party agencies, which people always look forward to. And sometimes money can be a motivation to drive you into doing certain things and being a participant of the hide and go seek, not knowing that you're a participant, but hopefully it will all come out, and we're still rooting for Ms. Parks at some point in time for people who believe she had no wrongdoing to Baby King, which, you know, I talked to Fox 29 and they're like, listen, you know, certain things we don't want to re-air on this story because we have a feeling that Ms. Parks played no wrongdoing in this. And I get it. You know, people don't want to slash her through the mud. But next week, we have some good things to talk about. Joe being Joe, wife 215. We have updates on that as well. And I look forward to seeing you all back next week. Same bat time, same bat place. Thanks for joining in. Have a good night. Bye.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres. Only on LA Talk Radio.